Our personnel as a department have provided us everything I have asked them to do, and I have failed them.
With those emotional words, Chief Smokey Dyer summed up his compliance with a request to submit a budget trimmed by $7.6 million. Dyer said one fire station would have to be closed, staffing reduced at eight others, response times slowed. The council talked about restoring some of the money, but is legally obligated to produce a balanced budget. A couple of hours after Dyer made his remarks, the council approved a plan that would let him retire now rather than in 25 years with full benefits. City Attorney Galen Buford minimized the timing of the move.
There is not a 25-year service requirement in the employee retirement system.
Mayor Sly James inquired in open meeting about the retirement deal and was told it had been in the works a long time and was not rushed through. Tuesday night tornadoes spared the Kansas City area but devastated parts of the Branson Strip and rural areas nearby. The hardest hit community was Harveyville, Kansas, southwest of Topeka. Chad Omit of the National Weather Service said the storm turned nasty so fast that no tornado warning was issued there.
The radar information that we used to make our warnings, it's shown that the storm was weakening.
Half of Harveyville's buildings were damaged or destroyed, half its residents injured, and one man died. A revised risk assessment on the proposed National BioAgro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas, Friday, put the likelihood of a pathogen release at less than 1%, not the 70% estimated in the first assessment by the National Academy of Sciences. K-State Research Vice President Ron Truen said the new estimate is as low as it could get.
One is never going to have zero as the risk for anything.
The National Academy of Sciences is expected to review the new DHS estimate in June. The final in-conference Border Wars basketball game saw KU edge MU by 1 point in a cliffhanger overtime, with the buzzer sounding just as Mizzou got off a shot that a second earlier would have scored. Missouri coach Frank Haith expressed some interest in continuing the rivalry.
Hopefully he can continue to play. I think it's too good of a game, too good of a rivalry for that to play.
But KU's Bill Self was quite willing to see the Tigers take their ball, go home, and look for a new rival in the SEC.
It's definitely going to end. Playing them once a year with nothing on the line doesn't carry the same value as playing them twice a year with a championship on the line.
The MU-KU rivalry lasted 104 years. Kansas Governor Brownback's school funding plan was running out of steam in the legislature, and Democrat Paul Davis said there was bipartisan skepticism about the governor's plan to privatize Medicaid.
Believing that the legislature may have to take some action here because they think that the Medicaid plan is going down the train tracks way too fast.
The Missouri House of Representatives sent the Senate a bill that would allow the state to take over the unaccredited Kansas City School District at the end of the school year. A competing Senate bill would break the district up and absorb its parts into the surrounding ones. And Governor Jay Nixon restored $5 million in K-12 education cuts based on lottery ticket sales, but state revenues continued to be less than budgeted for spending. This is KCUR.